朋友们
Friends
咱们今天不谈立场
Today we will talk about positions
不喊口号
No slogans
只说一件尘封已久的扎心往事上了点岁数的朋友一定都记得80年代那部轰动全国的纪录片
Just tell one of the most embarrassing stories that has been buried for a long time. If you are an older friend, you must remember the documentary that was a sensation across the country in the 1980s.
话说长江，那真的是万人空巷。
It was said that the Yangtze River was a place where people could come and go freely.
每到周日晚上
Every Sunday evening.
家家户户守着电视，那条大江奔涌
Every household is watching the big river flowing.
我们看到了彩色胶片下的壮丽河山
We saw the magnificent mountains and rivers under the color film.
它不仅开创了中国文化纪录片的高峰
It not only broke the record for Chinese cultural documentary films
更在那个刚刚打开国门的年代
More specifically, in the era when the country's borders were just beginning to open
唤醒了一代中国人的精神血脉
Awakened the spirit of a generation of Chinese people
很多人以为那是央视倾举国之力拍出来的。
Many people thought that it was a project that the central television had put all its strength into.
但真相让人大跌眼镜。
But the truth was shocking.
真正掏钱操盘的是一个叫佐田雅治的日本音乐家。
The real person in charge of the operation is a Japanese musician named Satoya.
1980年中日建交不久
In the early 1980s, shortly after the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and Japan,
他自筹资金，怀揣对中华文明的敬意
He self-funded and carried with him a deep respect for Chinese civilization.
带着当时最顶级的设备来到中国
Bringing the most advanced equipment to China.
想把这条大江的万千气象记录下来。
I want to record the DGI's weather data.
但事情哪有那么容易
But things are not so easy.
在那个年代
In that era,
一个外国人要深入中国内陆拍母亲。
A foreigner wants to film his mother in inland China.
和敏感度极高。
The river is very sensitive.
手续繁琐
Cumbersome.
沟通艰难
Communication is difficult.
拍摄周期一拖再拖
The shooting period is constantly delayed.
即便困难重重
Even with great difficulties.
佐田雅治依然坚持了下来
Left field remained elegant.
后来他与央视达成合作
Later, he reached a cooperation agreement with CCTV.
但拍摄的所有费用仍然全部由日方承担。
However, all the costs incurred in the shooting are still borne by the Japanese side.
结果呢？为了追求极致的画面，预算彻底失控。
The result is that the budget was completely lost in pursuit of the ultimate picture.
这部片子拍完
After this movie is finished,
他背上了28亿日元的惊天债务。
He was burdened with a staggering debt of 280 million yen.
当时折合人民币大概是 1.8 个亿。
At that time, it was approximately 180 million RMB.
在那个年代
In that era,
这简直就是个天文数字。换作一般人可能早就申请破产或者跑路了。
This is simply an astronomical number. If it were someone else, they would probably have already filed for bankruptcy or run away.
但佐田雅治做了一个让所有人傻眼的选择，还钱。
But Satoda made a surprising choice and decided to return the money.
为了还这笔钱
，To repay this money,
他把自己活成了一个巡演。
He turned his life into a tour.
机器。 在之后的几十年里
，In the following decades, machines.
他开了整整4400多场演唱会。
He has held over 4,400 concerts.
一年365天。
135 days a year.
他几乎天天在舞台上唱到嗓子充血。
He almost sang every day on stage, and his throat became hoarse.
唱到满头白发。
Singing until you turn gray.
直到2019年。
Until 2019.
这位老人才终于还清了最后一笔债。
This old man finally paid off the last debt.
有人问他，值吗？
Someone asked him if he was worth it.
他说，
He said,
我答应过要拍好长江。
I promised to do my best to film the Yangtze River.
也答应过会还清欠款。
I also promised to repay the debt.
这是我对文化的契约。
This is my contract with culture.
也是我对自己的契约。
This is also my contract with myself.
这种看似笨拙的死磕逻辑。
This seemingly clumsy dead-end logic.
不仅仅是个人的修养。
Not just personal cultivation.
也似乎刻在了一种商业基因里。
It seems to be ingrained in a business gene.
前段时间那个在中国经营了32年的珠海佳能工厂宣布撤离。
A Canon factory in Zhuhai, China, which had been operating for 32 years, announced its withdrawal.
在我们的印象里
，In our impression,
工厂倒闭
，Factory closure,
外资撤离
，Foreign companies withdraw,
往往伴随着欠薪、拉横幅、一地鸡毛。
Often accompanied by unpaid wages and a scene of chaos.
但佳能给出的答案是
However, Canon's answer is that
体面，没有拖欠
No overdue payments.
没有推诿，补偿金
No compensation is given.
给到了最高标准
Given to the highest standard.
甚至打破了我们认知的上限。
Breaking the limits of our perception,
不仅仅是 N 加一
it's not just N plus one,
还有特别慰劳金
in addition, there are special bonuses,
就业支援金
employment support fund,
甚至连感怀铭记奖金都算得清清楚楚
even the prize money for the Remembering the Brave Award is clearly stated,
最让人破防的一个细节是在工厂关闭的最后一天
The most heartbreaking detail was on the last day the factory was closed.
食堂里依然准备了丰盛的六菜一汤散伙饭
The cafeteria still prepared a lavish six dish and one soup farewell meal.
管理层站在门口向每一个离职的员工鞠躬致谢
The management stood at the door and bowed to each departing employee.
为什么要这么做
Why do you do that?
因为在他们的逻辑里
Because in their logic
契约不只是写在纸上的法律条款
A contract is not just the legal terms written on paper
更是刻在骨子里的
It's deeply ingrained
对人的尊重生意可以不做
Business that disrespects people cannot be done
但对人的体面不能丢。
But dignity cannot be lost.
黑格
Black
格尔说过
Jure said
一个民族的文明程度
The level of civilization of a nation
不能只看它的高楼大厦
Don't just look at his high-rise buildings
而看他如何对待最具体的人
And see how he treats the most specific people
这种尊重不只存在于宏大的历史叙事里。
This respect is not only found in grand historical narratives,
更藏在他们产品的每一道工序里。
Hidden in every step of their products.
说到这儿
At this point,
我就想起很多家庭现在最揪心
I thought of many families now,
也最容易被忽略的一件事。
The most easily overlooked thing.
全家人的睡眠。
Family sleep.
我们中国人特别能吃苦。
We Chinese are particularly good at enduring hardship.
为了工作可以熬夜。
To work, I can stay up late.
为了孩子可以早起。
In order for the child to wake up early.
唯独在睡觉。
Only in sleep.
这件事上，我们太习惯凑合了。
We've become too accustomed to making do with what we have.
枕头塌了。
The pillow is deflated.
接着睡，脖子痛了。
Then my neck hurt.
揉一揉。
Need.
但你不知道的是。
But you don't know that.
这种凑合正在透支全家人的健康。
This kind of compromise is jeopardizing the health of the whole family.
你看家里的孩子明明睡够了八小时，起来还是发懵。
I see that my child sleeps for 8 hours, but still seems confused when he wakes up.
记不住单词。
Can't remember words.
这根本不是孩子不努力。
This is not just about children not trying hard enough.
而是那个几十块钱的软塌枕头
and that cheap $10 pillow
让他的大脑一整晚都在半缺氧状态下空转
let his brain run empty for a whole night in a state of half oxygen deprivation
悄悄偷走了孩子的智力与专注力
secretly stole children's intelligence and concentration
再看家里的老人
look at the elderly at home
半夜频繁翻身
Frequent turning in bed at night
血压忽高忽低
Blood pressure fluctuates
对于血管脆弱的他们来说
For those with fragile blood vessels
夜间每一次因呼吸不畅导致的血压波动都是一次看不见的风险
Each time the blood pressure fluctuates due to breathing difficulties at night it is an invisible risk
一个好的枕头对老人来说
A good pillow is important for the elderly
不仅是舒服
Not only comfortable
更是保命
Also, it's a lifesaver
如果说佐田雅治尊重的是文化家
If saying that Zeshin Yaji respects the cultural experts
能尊重的是员工
Respect the employees
那这种被照顾被尊重的感觉
That feeling of being cared for and respected.
我最近在另一个产品上又结结实实地体验了一次。
I recently had another solid experience with another product.
就是这款日本原装进口的东川户颈枕。
This is the original Japanese imported Dachin neck pillow.
起初我不信一个枕头能玩出什么花样。
Initially, I didn't believe that a pillow could be used in so many ways.
但真正躺上去那一刻
But when I actually lay down on it,
我脑子里只有一句话
I only have one sentence in my mind.
原来睡觉是可以被精心设计的
It turns out that sleep can be carefully designed.
它不是随手塞一团棉花
It's not just stuffing a wad of cotton.
而是把枕头做成了一个人体工学的精密仪器。
Instead, the pillow was made into a precision instrument for ergonomics.
它通过对数万组睡眠数据的追踪。
It tracks thousands of sets of sleep data.
设计出了六个精准的功能区。
Six precise functional areas have been designed.
当你躺下的时候
When you lie down,
后脑勺会刚好落进中间那个自然下陷的头窝里
The back of the head will perfectly fit into the natural depression in the middle.
就像被一双手温柔地托住
Like being gently pulled by a pair of hands.
不管你怎么翻身
No matter how you turn.
它都能稳稳接住你，那种安全感。
It can reliably provide you with a sense of security.
让你瞬间放松，脖子。
Instantly relax your neck.
下面那个微微凸起的颈托。
The slightly protruding neck support.
极其精准地填满了颈椎悬空的那个缝隙。
extremely accurately filled the gap where the cervical vertebrae were suspended.
你躺上去的一瞬间，会感觉紧绷了。
As soon as you lie down, you will feel stiff.
一天的颈椎肌肉终于卸力了。
The muscles in my neck finally relaxed after a day.
最绝的是两侧。
The sides are in a state of intoxication.
那对小翅膀，侧睡时。
When they are lying on their side,
肩膀和脸颊刚好落在那里。
The shoulders and cheeks were just right.
高度刚刚好，不压迫肩膀。
The fit is just right, not too tight on the shoulders.
手臂也不再发麻。
The arm is no longer numb.
你看，无论是左田雅治还债
，whether left hand or right hand, the debt is paid.
还是佳能的体面撤离
，Cannon's dignified retreat.
亦或是这个枕头对身体的极致讨好，背后
，or what lies behind this ultimate pampering of the body by the pillow.
其实都是同一个逻辑。
In fact, they all follow the same logic.
把人当回事。
Treat people with respect.
真正的强大从来不是靠嘴上的遥遥领先。
True strength is not about boasting or bragging.
而是靠对每一个细节的死磕。
Instead, rely on meticulous attention to every detail.
对每一个具体人的尊重。
Respect for every person.
如果你还没有体验过这种深度的放松
If you haven't experienced this level of relaxation yet,
经常醒来后还是感觉身心俱疲
I often wake up feeling physically and mentally exhausted.
这款枕头建议你试一试
I recommend you try this pillow.
它给你带来的不只是一夜好眠
It's not just about a good night's sleep.
更是身体健康的极致体验
The ultimate experience of physical health.